to the Sunny Side right here on your number one talk news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. How are you doing today? I mean, time seems to be running by so fast. We've come to the final hour of the show, and I hope your afternoon is coming on just well. On this hour, let's talk about rude customers. Do I say rude customers? No, scratch that. Let's talk about entitled customers. That is a better way to put it. I know that as business people, we have probably encountered one or two or even more entitled customers. I'll tell you why this is a conversation. A cabbie went online to rant about how someone he had picked up was feeling so entitled. And I'll just read out what he tweeted, and I quote, "Last night, I asked a lucky babe politely to not brush her hair in my car at 12 a.m. She told me she is paying for the ride and can do whatever she wishes in my car. The statement triggered me, and despite her friend begging for me not to mind her and continue the ride, my spirit didn't continue with her as she stubbornly continued brushing the hair. Hair that you didn't brush in your room or brush when you get to your destination. I parked, she came down, slammed my door hard, I didn't react, I drove off quietly and got good rides after." End of quotes. As you already would be imagining, the reason why anybody would not want for you to brush your hair in their house is so that you don't leave hair strands in their house, on their bed, on their couch, on the floor, you know, and you just keep walking around and you're trying to eat and the hair strand is just saying, "Hey, how are you?" You know, nobody likes that. And imagine that's in your car. I mean, think about that for a cabbie. If I were to get into an Uber right now and I see hair strands all over that are not mine, I'm going to feel irritated, you know? And maybe that's just what he was trying to prevent. But this just reminds me of how entitled a lot of customers can be, you know? You tell a customer, "Look, I just finished having a conversation with a fashion designer, so that's the easiest thing that comes to mind. Your dress is going to be ready in 5 days, and that's because I have other people's clothes I'm about to finish." And the person says, "But I can't you see that mine is an emergency? I told you it's an emergency. I'm paying you for extra time. I'm paying you for a speedy delivery. How's that even coined these days? I need you to do that." And for some reason, you feel you are more important than every other customer the person has. Or because you're a customer or you're trying to buy something from a vendor, you're calling the vendor at 12 a.m. or 1 a.m. or 11 p.m. or even 10 p.m. or 9 p.m. and you're upset the person isn't taking your calls as per you're their husband or their wife or you are their god or something. People feel, I mean, I've met people personally who had that entitlement mentality, but it's a different ballgame entirely when it comes down to business. So have you ever encountered any customer who had an entitlement mentality? And the big question I'm asking on this are, as a businessman or woman, what is the best way to handle customers that pose a difficult, customers that feel entitled, and customers that are rude and brutish? How do you handle difficult customers in business? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Remember that when you do call, you need to turn down the volume on your radio. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Okay, my name is Kelvin, calling from Santa
Maria. Go ahead.
I've encountered a lot of people like that with that entitlement mentality, especially at my sister's supermarket. You know, She called and asked me to come and stay with her, and she wants to go somewhere. I said, what about your test nails? Are they not at your stomach? She said, I should just come and survive them. I said, okay, no problem. So I went. So this person maybe, you know, packed her car after it was raining. So packed her car, and she was blowing on while she was inside the car. She was so blowing on, expecting me to come outside the rain or under the rain, expecting the girls to run down to her and attend to her while she was steady inside the car. I said, none of you should move from that. If what she's looking for is so important, she can actually come down from that car and come inside and get it. None of you, anybody's slave. So the lady stayed, and nobody was attending to her. So she actually came down, not under the rain. Things that I was like, is that how we behave here? We are so rude. I said, madam, in fact, we don't have what you want to buy. You know, so it's only like that. I know how to handle such people. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing. Yeah. I mean, you obviously have to develop a coping mechanism with difficult people, especially if you want to still make money. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Oh, dear. I lost that call. Please do well to call back. Hello. Good afternoon. Lost that as well. The numbers once again are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Hello?
Yeah, Gabby, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I differ from the last caller. You know, the Bible says, do not pay injury to no one.
Mm.
Yeah, even so, we know normally a nun in this African country, in fact, in general, customers are always right. Sometimes, it depends on the way we handle customers. I have a business. I run a business. Actually, that's my side hustle.
Mm.
Okay. I also work in an environment, an institution that I have to attend to clients. So all this has a lot of things. You know, sometimes when people come to you to patronize you, it's not just because it's only you that is selling such an item or doing such a business. Just because they like you, they prefer to come to you. Okay. You didn't tell them to come, but they decided to come to you.
Mm.
So sometimes many customers, we need to put a lot of things into consideration when customers come to. Sometimes customers may be aggrieved for some certain reasons. They may not be happy. They might be having some issues they are passing through, okay? So then coming to you, it can be that, yes, they are trying to transfer that aggression, you know, transfer of aggression to you. But the ability to calm the situation down depends on you being the entrepreneur or the owner of that business to which they have come to patronize, you know. So for me, I think everything is based on understanding, maturity, you know, in doing business. If we continue to tit for tit, you know, tat for tat, we, at the end of the day, we chase away all our customers. That is what it means. Because some of them may come with that intention that, whatever I do, I am right. That right entitlement or that entitled mentality. Okay. For me, a customer has come to my shop on a several occasions and they will stay outside and home me. I am the owner of the business. I have a salesperson. But I will be the one to tell my salesperson, don't worry. I will walk out to the person. I will ask the person what he or she wants. They will stay right inside their car. I will bring whatever they want and attend to them. Okay, so for me, it doesn't take anything from me, but rather it's humility. And most customers I do such a thing, I notice that they keep coming. They keep coming because they see, for this person to do this thing, it's an easygoing person.
Mm.
It's not easily provoked, okay? You know, there is something about people. There is one thing about people. Everybody have that God inside them, okay, like another small God inside them. And if you too, you see you have a God inside you, and you see that your God is bigger than their own, you know, they will like, this person is trying to tell me that his God is bigger than my own. Okay, let us try who will win. That is humans. Okay, but when you try to tell yourself, no, I am humble, you know, you praise them, a kind of trying to lift them up, try to hype them up. You see, you melt whatever they have in them, and they will worship you. Whatever you tell them, they will give to you, because they see you as a humble person, as an easygoing person. That is for business. Business is all about wisdom, experience, you know. So for me, I think we don't need to like follow people the way they are. We need to understand that people have different temperaments, people have different reasons, and a lot of issues that are bothering in people's minds. So when they come to us, they patronize us. We put all this in single consideration and serve them. But perhaps that will bring them to you and bring more service to you.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Let's move on to other callers. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Gabby.
You're welcome.
I will slightly disagree with the previous caller too.
Just share your thoughts.
Even though we are in a society where if you have been studied to the point where everything that comes to you, you swallow it, you will be just as a rag. You'll be trampled upon, and everybody that comes will want to march on your head and walk away just because of your personality. You know, like I agree with some of the things that he said. Everybody has what is called tolerance, but by the time you approach somebody and you discover that this person has can't tolerate, then you want to put everything on that person. So we all have the ability to look at scenarios and say, okay, we as a businessman, you as a customer, where your right starts is where my own stops, and vice versa. So we should be able to tolerate each other. You still don't come and say, after all, we are both giving value. You are coming with your money to collect the value I am giving, and I need your money. So that I need your money does not mean I should start lying down on the floor for you to match my head and then get what I know that is of value to you. So after that, there are so many other people that would have sold it, but you choose to walk to me. Thank you very much for walking up to me. But however, let's be human, because if we apply that human to everything first, then every other thing, whether customer is right or businessman is wrong, will not come to play. But that humanness in it is just what I am after, because we have come to understand that if you are patient, if you are tolerant, you'll be used as a rag. And we have seen that, as it has happened a lot of times, especially in small businesses.
Okay, I have to wrap it up now because we've got to go on a quick break. But you said something quite important or quite significant. If you're a good person, you'll be used as a rag. I got to think about that. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, the conversation will definitely continue. Don't go away.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation right here on the Sunny Side. The numbers you can call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. How do you handle a difficult customer in business? One who is entitled, one who feels that they are lord over you. I mean, I've heard people complain about how customers decide to insult them. talk down at them just because they feel you want their money to make their business, to make your business go forward. So how do you deal with such customers? Do you let them go? The last caller was saying, look, if you just let yourself go and you play nice at all times, they're going to rob you and drag you on the ground. Does that mean there is no, how do I put it? Does that mean it's not good to be good? for lack of a better way to put it. Anyway, let me know what your thoughts are. Once again, the numbers are 0817-923-0002, 0003-0007 or 0009. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello.
My name is Thomas, and I'm from Eden Church.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. I was listening to the friend that he called for the salary approaching for the customer. He told me that I think the future is going to have one of the responsibilities.
Oh, my. The line is breaking terribly. I can't make out what you're saying. Please do all to call me back. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Can you speak up a little bit louder?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Are you hearing me now?
It's really faint, Hello? But go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
All right, you're going to have to call me back. I apologize. Hello, good afternoon. Please do want to call back. Once again, the numbers are 0817-923-0002, 0003-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Good afternoon.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. So as I was saying, I think about 2 years ago, I registered my car in gold. My business was affected based on COVID and everything. So I needed to keep up with. I registered my car. But normally what I do, I drive maybe late night, like towards evening hours and early morning because of all the heavy traffic and all that. So something happened once. I think that ride came in by some minutes past 12. I got a ride and I went to pick the people up. So when I got there, there were three ladies, one sat in front and two at the back. So when I immediately started the ride, the one in front now told me that I shouldn't bother using the map, that they are going to multiple destinations, mm-hmm. So I have to drop her first thing before taking the people at the back to their destination, which is on the map. So she mentioned her address, but I didn't know the place. I was like, okay, you have to direct me. She said, that's fine. And we started driving. So I was asking her, should I turn to the left, right, and order? So one of the ladies at the back just screamed at me, oh, that is your map, which one you're asking this? So I was like, I didn't know here when she said that she don't use the map, that I should drop her first. She said, but she mentioned the address. I said, I don't know it. So I was like, what kind of good driver that doesn't know address? I said, that's why we have Google Maps. In case you don't know a place, you can just use the map. Perhaps she was already used to talking to drivers and then not talking back at her based on whatever reasons. Like this subconscious edge, like right as they have over drivers, thinking that at the end of the ride, the driver will tell you, reach me 5 stars and all that. So I continued my journey and I was still asking the lady, go to a particular spot. She's not beginner, but a ranting. I was really angry. But the other ladies were, So at the point, I couldn't take it to my job. I stopped and told her to leave my car. I ended the ride, then it was just 600. She said she wasn't going to pay. I wasn't even interested in your money. Don't worry, leave the car. And the people were begging. I said, no, they should leave. And I felt bad that I had to drop the order to leave because they were nice and all that. But at that point, I was already agitated. My hands were shaking. I just needed to go home and rest. But going back, I felt bad, like, the way I reacted, considering that it was already late, knowing maybe if I had woken up the next morning, reading online, particularly this attack, considering the time and everything. But I just couldn't bear it at that point. So generally, I've been a customer, I've been on the receiving end from clients, being insensitive to customers on one hand, and I've also been on the part where I'm to serve customers and sometimes human beings can just be really, really unbearable. Can be. If you're frustrated, if you think everybody has it to their own head, yet you don't have to put it on me. I don't have to absorb you because I'm serving you or anything. Mm-hmm. So like I said, the caller that's located for the account for his, but whoever is not in the account for the leader.
Wow. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with me. Wow. I mean, it's a different experience entirely. It gives you a different level of understanding when you actually have experienced it before, you know. And many times it's easy to talk about it. Oh, just I mean, it's customers now. Customers are always right. Just apologize to them, even if you're not wrong. But when you actually experience firsthand a rude customer, it's a different ballgame entirely, you know. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hello?
I'm going to have to let you go. Apologize. Please turn off your radio when you call. Good afternoon.
Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
You're welcome, Mr. Zion. Go ahead.
Total communication is the key. Communication. And you must understand that you are a service provider. Don't keep that in business. You are a service provider. At that point, you understand that you are trying to give people the support at that dying need or what they are looking for. Most of the time, we have problems with customers or poor communication skills. Every kind of business has their language. Mathematics has its own language. Economics has its own language. Does your business have its language? That is what most people don't understand. Let me be honest with you. No customer is difficult. None of them. We, the owners of the business, most of us does not have the right attitude at the right time to satisfy our customer's need. Don't forget, this so-called customer, in quotes now, they can connect you to another customer, that customer to another customer. So they are king. Customer is a king in business. I'm speaking to you because I have my business. I've run a business. I've been a marketing manager in a company. And I'm talking based on experience. In our today's life, there are some businesses that do not have signposts. They don't even have advertisement lines. But they are people that are sitting there. You must also have what this thick skin to understand that most some of these people are emotionally damaged. Some of them have been provoked somewhere. And they are coming with an expectation which you must meet up to. Get the customer out. Why is he angry? Why is he upset? Ah, when I no get a goosey soup here, I'll get sorry, you just finished. It's better than you did. Are you with me, Gabby?
Mm-hmm.
When you treat customers in this perception, as it make them have a perception in your business.
But here's the thing. I hear you, Mr. Zion. I hear you clearly. But here's the thing. There are people who that does not work on. I mean, no matter how nice professional you possibly can be, they already are coming, approaching you with a set mindset of entitlement.
I use the word start from communication, verbal and non-verbal. When you can deal with this, there is no customer you cannot handle with. Expectations in your business need to be met. It's a business, and you must meet up customers' demand. Today we are having problems with NEPA because NEPA is not satisfying us. I tell you the truth, Gabby. If NEPA is giving us our 24 hours paying our bills, what's the problem? Even if NEPA gives you 50,000 naira for one room, you will pay. But since they don't give you that power, time to pay the bills, it's not a problem. It's a problem. So what can you do now as a business owner? And do your customer for satisfaction. They came into your shop to come and for you to give them a service. So even if they are angry somewhere, your shop should be a last stop. even they are hungry, as in all the food vendors, they don't provoke them. Their food are not sweet. They come to your place, you must satisfy them. Communication, non-verbal communication and verbal communication matters. Right. Give them a souvenir as they come, as they go. Sweet matters a lot. Mrs. Zion.
Thank you very much for your thoughts, Mrs. Zion. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Oh dear. Please hold the call back. Once again, the numbers are 0817-923-0002-0003-0007 or 0009. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Talk to me.
I'm calling from Okujago. My name is Nkana Rike. Hello?
Please turn off your radio. Go ahead. All right, you're going to have to call me back. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Francis.
Go ahead.
You know, I think I will take a different stance from what Mr. Zion just said.
Okay.
Let me just paint it, you know, what really happened last year. Actually, I run a e-hailing business.
Okay.
And the experience I got last week wasn't like, it wasn't a good thing. What really happened? I was at night, and the customer book arrived. I kicked out. How are you today? They are fine. We left. I never knew that she had the food to eat. To me, there's that experience of kind of like, oh, food. I don't allow food to eat. So, like, the way she was just asking, I started asking me so sarcastic. I was like, I don't believe the past experience. Before you know, they were just four. One started overreacting. The other one was like, oh, God, I'm okay. Most of us were hungry. I was like, let me allow her, the other person to eat. Let me just allow them. So the other one was so rude. Why did I stop from them from eating? Number one, the first time screen I carried the other time, egg bowling my car before you know, somewhere all over my feet. I just needed to spend extra 5 days to go and wash my feet on nothing alone. So I stopped that business. Before you know, this lady started abusing me. Up to the fact that she even abused my mom, that was when I thought, I said, no, you cannot do that to me. In as much as I'm not being said, it's supposed to be respected and I have a right to tell you how I conduct myself. That is my office. You don't just come there. I'm mess of my office. Because other clients are coming and going. So I stop and stop people. Before you know, started ranting. Up to the fact that even user have been that to point at my head on my steering. So that was why I reacted. You know, I just left somehow. I asked them to come down. I end the ride. It was around after 11 in the night. The other 3 were class time. For them to get a ride easily to be hard. I said, no. Except this one is personal on come down. And this 3 of them will enter the car, no problem. But for them, this one to join my car, I will never have it. So, no particular person that is sensing service would like to intentionally want to be rude to the customer, in as much as you enjoy the feeling. But let the person that is sensing service at least be respected for what he does. It's just a simple thing. I was in the banking sector for 11 years. I know how much I saw. In fact, a customer slapped me on the counter.
Wow.
Yes. I'm just telling you what we have, what the experience I had.
Wow. What did you do when that happened?
Now, let me just say an experience. A lady came into the banking hall, got to withdraw money. There was much queue, and that particular day, we had a service failure. So I now went to the banking hall. I was so polite enough to say, please don't be offended. We have a downtime. Please, just help us. We spend a little time just be present because of how the service is. That when the service was done, we pay everybody. Other ones told me, thank you for telling them. Some people said, why is it?
I don't know what was her experience. She now came directly to me. Okay, go pay me this money. Okay, I won't go do my business. Okay, I said, calm down. Things are not working that way. Please calm down. When she started ranting, I just ignored her. I didn't even want to say anything because my bosses and everybody were just looking. Before you know, I stood up. I want to check other the outstanding check that she paid this because of how we know we need to post and everything. This lady smacked me on the counter.
Wow.
Now, two of them, my boss overreacted. Yes, they arrested at that day. And they even charged her to court.
Hmm.
It was the parents that came and everybody, and, you know, started bleeding and everything. She now realized that it was a transfer of the aggression, that she broke up with her boyfriend, so sort of story. So, my sister, when things happen, it's not
enough
for you to jump. Even after 3 to 4 months, I met her in a wedding day. That was when I apologized.
You and this lady.
Between both of us. I think it's okay, it has gone, you know. So those are the things that most people that are entering service will see most of those things. But just for you to be technically and know how to manage the situation, but sometimes it could be very, very annoying.
Thank you so much. Let's move on to other callers. I appreciate you sharing that story. I mean, I think if we leave the phone lines open, everyone is going to have a story to tell in one way or the other. At the end of the day, we all interface with different kinds of people. Sometimes you will be the customer, other times you will be the business person. And that's something a lot of people don't even realize. You who is feeling entitled and being British to your fellow man just because he's the vendor. What if tomorrow you start your own business and this same person wants to come patronize you? How would you feel if you're treated the same way? Let's take some comments on WhatsApp and wrap the conversation up. Wow, quite a lot of messages here. Let's see from the very beginning. Hello, Gabby. This is from Abdul Ganiyo. Says, for me to manage human beings is the most difficult job on earth. On the issue of handling customers, if you don't have patience and maturity in your dictionary, you will lose out. It's a very unfortunate situation indeed. Thank you very much. And Uche Sweet from Port Harcourt says, hello, Gabby. I would like you to... Okay. I'm going to... let me quickly... Let me respond to this person, Uche Sweets in Port Harcourt. Almost done. If you're listening, Uche Sweets, I am just responding to you on WhatsApp. Done. All right. Moving on. Let's see. Victor says, good afternoon, Gabby. To serve the public is not easy without one's discretion. In my business premises, I put everything in me that won't permit quarrel, but will always walk entitled customers out with respect in a way that he will come back with a changed habit. My respect, calm, readjusts every rude customer. That's from Michael. Thank you for sharing. Victor says, okay, that's not for this conversation. Good afternoon, Gabby. For me, I lack the patience for such people. I quickly kick them out and move on. But as you're kicking them out, you're also kicking out your money. The money you would have made off of their patronage. You're kicking that out as well. Esther Etim says, some people deliberately misunderstand the customer is always right because they want an excuse to move mad without consequence. The proper saying is the customer is always right in matters of taste and was popularized by Harry Selfridge in London. His salespersons wanted to advise customers not to buy certain outfits that didn't match other items that would clash. So his response was, even if it clashes, don't advise them, let them buy. Hence, the customer is always right in matters of taste. It wasn't intended to encourage salespersons to accept abuse and ill treatment. I don't reward bad behavior, and I've made peace with the fact that not every money is supposed to be mine, so I'm not afraid to fire a client or customer. The truth is, some people view individuals in certain lines of work as subhumans who can be treated anyhow. Tomorrow, those same people would enter the church to pray for breakthrough, forgetting that most people who were elevated in the Bible were actually helped or recommended for promotion by servants. Insightful Esther Etten. Thank you for your thoughts. And this is from Jesse. Jesse says, good afternoon, Gabby. I pray Mr. Zion doesn't meet this set of customers that hate you for no reason. I'm a service provider and I can attest to that. I guess we can all say amen to that prayer. I got to wrap up now. Let's be fast. Too many messages. Okay, I'll wrap up with this one. It's quite short. Ogu Ojone Justice says, we always say that the customer is always right. When you are a customer and not a business owner, you have to be emotionally stable while serving the public. All right, thank you for that. On that note, we'll get to wrap the conversation up. Be nice. Be good to people around you. It doesn't take anything away from you. It doesn't take away from your humanity. It doesn't take away from your big manism. It doesn't take away from your bank account when you're good, polite, and nice to others. Because the tables might just turn tomorrow and you be the business person. Well, how would you feel if the same treatment was meted out to you? So do what you want to be done to you. That's just the essence. Thank you for joining me on the show today. Let's do this again tomorrow on the Thursday edition of The Sunny Side. I am Gabriella and